This is Cliffo and Gabby's Adults Only Catch-Up.
Ask Anything is actually a segment where we get people with really interesting stories to have a chat. We can ask anything. They have to answer. That's the premise of it. And we have Taylor Tara on with us today. Taylor has actually released her second memoir called Tara Behind Closed Doors. And she is a 57-year-old escort. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
Taylor, thank you for joining Cliffo and Gabby's Ask Anything. Straight up, can you give us the definition in your mind of an escort? Are we just talking like a friendly dinner here, kiss on the cheek and go home, or much more than that?
It goes from anything. It can be the friendly dinner, kiss on the cheek and that's it, or it can be hardcore naughtiness, depending what your limits are to what you'll do. But it's a broad spectrum and it all goes on consensual. So if we say yes, that's okay.
When it comes to your line of work and what you've experienced, what percentage is non-sexual and what percentage is sexual?
Just about, not every booking has sex, a lot do, and it depends on the stamina of the guy and the rebuilding capabilities as to how long for or
wow,
we'll put it all
yep.
on them. I say, don't worry, you're in the hands of a professional. I have the technology.
Wow.
Wow.
I can rebuild him.
Interesting. How long have you been doing this for and how did you get into it?
I'm into my 10th year now, and I got into it quite by accident. I had no intention of actually following it through at all. And it just sort of, when I took that first step and actually had my first book, and I thought, you're branded now. But no, it was amazing. It's a really good, I'm glad I took this road because it's changed me so much as a person.
So just clarifying that, you got into it in your 40s?
Yes, 47 I was when I started.
Wow.
I know. Surprise, surprise. You go 40 plus. You go 50 plus. And soon it's going to be you go 60 plus.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good question. How long do you think you can do it for?
I have no idea. I mean, both my hips are in working order. My body is still in working order. So, and I guess a lot of my regulars get older with me. So they said, we've got a good 20 years. And I'm like, okay, I brace my walking chair. And
so you'll do it as long as you can. What?
Well, until I stop. Well, I don't work if I'm not enjoying it anymore. I would like to spend more time doing writing and doing my photography and just stick to a few good regulars. But yeah, time will tell.
You are a grandma. You have kids and grandkids. Do they know what you do for a job?
Yes, they all know what I do. I've been on TV and everywhere. Everybody knows what I do.
Sure.
No, my kids are 100% behind me. My grandkids don't actually know what I do, but I mean, they're still young, so they don't need to know that stuff yet, but they know I help people.
How would you feel if your kids and or grandkids got into the same industry?
People have asked me that a few times. That would be totally their discretion if that's the career choice they chose, especially doing it the right way. It's no worse than someone going out partying every night and having a good time every night. So I always say that, I'd prefer them to do this than be on the front line in the army somewhere.
We're on with Taylor Tara, who is a 57-year-old escort who has just released her second memoir. Have you ever had any violent customers or negative experiences in your profession?
In the 10 years, there's probably two that could have gone the wrong way if you didn't know how to handle it at the time. But no, I've not had anything that sort of, nobody's hurt me, nobody's threatened me or anything like that. So it's, you use your gut instinct. And the guys aren't like that. People just assume that, we're all the bad ones and they're all the bad ones and that's how we all get together. But it's so not the case. So most of the guys are great.
When it comes to your customers, you're 57. What's the biggest age gap been? Like, do you get the younger guys as well as the older generation?
You get every age group. In this book here, I've got one from a nursing home. It was so beautiful.
Wow.
But my youngest is ours, actually, for his 18th birthday. But I saw him for 5 years. I was grateful when he started to grow a beard and look like a guy, like a man. But it can be any age because everybody has their personal type or what they're after or what they'd like to experience. You've got your older people that want someone their own age. You've got the older people that just want the young girls. So we cater for everybody. You never get offended if a guy's not wants to see you because it is personal choice. They're paying for it.
Yeah. Escorting and prostitution, it's described as, I mean, the oldest career ever. And you describe it as a necessity. Like, what you do is a necessity in communities. Why do you think it's a necessity? Why do you say that?
It's definitely a necessity. Otherwise, it wouldn't have stood the test of time. Sure. You've got so many variations of lifestyles now. And I think it's only getting harder for people to have relationships. And so many break down a lot quicker now than they used to. And I think, you know, they just don't have time to get out there and meet someone, or they just don't want to go down that road again because they've already lost two houses for whatever reason. And everybody needs that connection, that touch. Just somewhere nice, I've just been seeing one new one. And he goes, oh, my God, because he read my book. And he said, you know, I've never even thought of going down this road. He said, because I don't want anybody, but I do like to just have someone nice for a little while, and then that's it, you can go home now, you know?
Yeah, it just wants to be touched.
Later, and I don't have to call, yeah.
Yeah.
And it gives them a whole new glow again, and they're right until the next time. Because guys are wired different from us. I'm not sure if your colleague knows, but it's not all about emotional or things with them. They have a totally different inside running. That's like when they need it, they need it. They don't always want to do it themselves.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to disagree.
You said that you're a professional when it comes to this. You know what to do. You know how to do your job. Did you have to somehow train, or was it just all on-the-job training for you over the past 10 years?
Oh, my God, it was on-the-job training even my very first night. But we did first when you, if you started a bordello, you actually, they run you through, they let you know the procedure, are doing the health checks to making sure that there's no signs of anything we don't want to catch. And then Queensland, they supply all the condoms and all that sort of thing. So you sort of based through that, and then you go and get your own health checks and things like that. But because there's, you wouldn't believe, I could write 50,000 books because there's so many different diversions of it. And you don't actually know until you're into it that you can actually do it or will do it, especially in fantasies. It's like, you know, they ask you something and they say, well, tell me what you're saying. I said, well, I don't really know until you're actually there. You have the connection and you draw off each other. And then it's just like an actor in a movie, and it just all comes to you. And I don't know why I know what to say, but you just do.
So obviously you're a natural.
Do
you accept female clients as well as male?
In a couple I do. I'm not, I've actually mentioned my very first female that was one-on-one female, which I sort of didn't, I thought it was a double, which really threw me because I'm not that way inclined. But I don't take women on their own, but if they're with a couple, I will.
Oh.
And is it ever hard on the body? Like if you have, you know, multiple customers, back-to-back, big day, that kind of thing, is it exhausting on the body?
Yes. Well, it depends. Some people, it depends on their positions and things that they want, because you've got to be very versatile for everything. When I very, very first started, when I woke up from being on top sort of thing, because guys tend to like that, but the leg muscles, and it's like, oh my God, what did I do last night? And it's so painful, but you get over that. And all of a sudden your bum's raised and you think, oh, where does that go?
Wow.
It's just like working out. The more you do it, the more muscle memory you've got.
So you have guys can say, come on, go to the gym and I'll save you the money.
Well, you're certainly burning more calories in your line of work than ours. That's for damn sure. This woman, her second memoir has just released. I know the first one was called Memoirs from the Boudoir, and the second one is
Tara Behind Closed Doors, All the Secrets of a Mature Age Escort.
Taylor, just such an interesting chat. Thank you so much for being so open and honest and candid about what you do. Thanks for being part of Cliffo and Gabby's Ask Anything. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me. You have a great day. Cliffo and Gabby.